GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
So here's the deal. If you keep it brief, keep it clean, stay classy, and stay calm. Looking at you, Alan. Calm. You can dial 1-800-966-1039 right now. 1-800-966-1039, and we will take your phone call. And we'll ask you very simply what tees you off. You can also text us off. We like this. You can also send us a text message if you're busy. If you're driving, do it with a voice to text. And please be wicked careful, okay? And you can send that to 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. George, if you're ready, there's line one for what tees you off.
Okay, caller, good morning. What tees you off?
So, it's me?
Yeah, it's you.
All right. I'm just teed off at how these corrupt politicians, how do they sleep at night? Not being honest, telling the truth. And also, what was the name of the guy yesterday at the interview that said there were 160,000 illegals in Maine? What was his name?
Billy Bob Falkingham, the state representative and Republican lead in the House, I don't think he said that there were that many illegals in Maine. I think he shared a number of people who are in our state that right now do not have any documentation or official identification that identifies them as someone who is here legally. So there is a distinction.
Okay, thank you.
1-800-966-1039. All righty. Mm-hmm. Want to grab line two as well there?
I'll grab it.
Yeah.
What tees you off, caller?
Well, if we had voter ID in the state of Maine, I didn't think we'd get rid of some of this problem on the Maine wire.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor. People are listening to you as we stream at WVOMFM.com. What tees you off?
Well, it's bad enough that Walmart wants me to give them free labor and scan my own items, but then the disgusting pleb ahead of me sneezed all over everything and walked off, and I had a choice to make.
Ugh. Yep. It is cold and flu season.
Yes, it is.
I met a speaker at our event at the Cross Insurance Center, Carly Cunningham. Brilliant, brilliant person when it comes to brand identification and crafting and presentation. Bless her heart, she got a cold flying in from, I want to say, Toronto.
Happens.
Yeah.
And I walked into, couldn't get it done. They were in a supermarket I was in yesterday. They're doing the shot thing. And their line was down the line. I didn't have time to stay, so I didn't get my shot yesterday, or shots, plural. But I got to get
back.
Huh?
Rabies?
Well, rabies.
Got to get that tune, do
you? But you get two at once.
Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Yeah, this is Jim from Webster. Hermit Jim, they call me.
Hi, Hermit Jim.
But I got an issue with my property taxes are just, every year they go up. We got one kid in a town of 60 people, and we all got to pay for that kid to ride a school bus. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why can't the parents just pay to get that kid to school? I don't get it.
1-800-966-1039. I think, and Kate Dufour, I think, alluded to this in our conversation this morning. You can hear the rewind. Again, it's posted. Kate Dufour of the Maine Municipal Association. That's at WVOMFM.com. The reason the town has to do is because the legislature said you had to.
Yep. So,
okay.
You got a kid, you got to educate him.
And somehow someone's got to make the payment to get them to school. I think that's the case. So.
Caller, good morning. What tees you up?
Up?
Up or down?
Up. Look, you so confused them, they hung up the phone.
Yep.
And they hung up on that line, too. Caller, hi. Let's try it. What tees you off? Caller, trying to make a contact with you on your scratchy cell phone there. You want to be on the program with us and tell us what tees you off?
My sketchy cell phone, come on.
Oh, there it is. Hi, Jules. What's going on?
I have the top of tech right at my fingertips. You know what tees me off is that there's so many of these mental midgets who don't understand what gender they might respect. Those are the ones who vote for caramel hairy ass.
1-800-966-1039. Yeah, I hit the 7-second delay on that one.
I figured.
And now, I was chastised this week for not hitting the 7-second delay on a comment that was a little bit PG-13 by a listener. Yeah. So now I'm a little sensitive. And now all the text messages are going to come in. What did she say?
What did she say?
I'll tell you what she said.
And Rick, you're an ass.
There's line one, George.
Caller, you're up. I'll tease you off.
Rick, what did she say? Hey, hired a new guy the other day, working out pretty good, but I walked around the corner and he was kind of bent over working, and man, I'm going to need a lot of spackle to fill that crack.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
You think of the colder weather, they do something to cover that up because, yeah. Caller, hi. It's a super, super-sized edition. Thanks to Renewal by Anderson. The better way to a better window is Renewal by Anderson. Online at rbagreatermaine.com. What tees you off?
Rick, when you were reading the second paragraph of that letter from Bellows, it sounded more like she was intending on prosecuting those who were reporting the situation of illegal voting rather than those who were actually doing the illegal voting itself. Tease me off.
I'm going to first get permission from Billy Bob Falkingham since he sent it to me, even though it is on official letterhead, so it is a public document, I believe, before sharing that and posting that. And we'll likely talk about it. We'll do that tomorrow morning out of the gate here on GHRT. And there's line one, Mr. Oh, no, that's line two, Mr. Hale, line two.
Line two is on. Caller, good morning. What tees you off?
I was in a motor vehicle a couple of weeks ago, and I had to update my ID to the new one. They asked me if I wanted to become Republican or Democrat. I asked her why. Well, you got to put it on your identification. And I couldn't understand if they can do that to illegals. They were looking for licenses. They could put anything they wanted.
Really?
Let Julie speak. She's a good person.
Yeah, understood. I know. Everybody loves Julie.
They've extended that law for 1 year, right? It was going to be next May. I think it's been extended now 1 year.
Are you talking about Real ID?
Yes.
But Real ID, because I did not think that, I don't know. But was he talking about getting Real ID and then the request for information as to which political party you're enrolled in?
But I read it as he was going to get a new...
Does Real ID require you to state what political party you are enrolled in?
Yeah,
that does seem a little Orwellian.
The thing that I had it in my notes that I need to do is to update my license, and I read somewhere yesterday that it's being extended for 1 year only. And the reason they're extending it is that so many people have waited, they're going to be crammed with people who don't get it done in time. He's off to the AI again.
No, I'm just doing a Google search on this to find out. On voter registration, it asks you what your political affiliation is.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any. There's nothing that's jumping out at me that says that political affiliate. And I'm not seeing anything about Real ID or getting a license and asking what your political. I would be interested in hearing back from that person as to where they went and they were requested, where that information was requested of them. Caller, hi, what tees you off? Hello? Hello, line two? Nothing from you. Go to line one, George. Take it, buddy.
Hey, what tees you off, caller?
That FEMA is our enemy. FEMA gave billions to take care of millions of illegal aliens, and the largest lithium deposit in the U.S. and maybe the world exists in the mountains around Asheville, North Carolina. Kamala Harris's husband owns shares in the lithium mining company that wants to mine this area, and he applied for a mining permit on September 24th.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. It's your turn to be on the radio. What tees you off?
Maine's Attorney General and Secretary of State Shemma Bellows. Once again, folks, an example of corrupt, sellout misfits in the Democrat Party. Thank you.
1-800-966-1039. I do like the way that he always says thank you at the end of the phone call.
That's the best part of it. I was looking up to the gentleman who called on why couldn't that one student, why could parents pay to go to school, ride the bus? Because of a law 20A, section 7201.
And does that specifically require
all
transportation?
All students must be provided with equal educational opportunities. Person 6 years of age and older under 17 shall be afforded a public day school during the time it's in regular
session. But does it talk about transportation?
Does not speak to transportation.
Well, that's what that man was asking. That man was asking, if we got one kid in a town of 60,
you gotta send him to school.
Yeah, okay. But there's nothing in the document that you just said that said transportation is guaranteed.
I didn't read
okay,
that.
Okay, so the man is asking, if I got one kid in a town of 60, why can't the parents get the kid to school so we don't need a school bus and a school bus driver?
He may be right.
Caller,
but
hello.
But he's got to go to school.
Yes, we that was already stipulated, Your Honor. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Do you think Julie's favorite number is 69?
Final caller on the PD Cudor telephone line on line two. George, take it, pal.
Oh, Lord, he was finishing strong. Caller, you're next. What tees you off?
You know, what tees me off is the real enemy of America are these socialists, communists, and fascists. And I've heard some of them calling your show and bragging about how they love Bernie Sanders-style democratic socialism. Listen, we need to make Marxists scared again. This is America. It's not a Marxist country.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.